Good evening, American Fork High School. This is Kevin Morris of Denver, Colorado. Pleasure to be with you at the 2016 BYU Marching Band Invitational. Judging color guard for you tonight. Wish you guys the best of luck. I hope you have a great run. Most of all, I hope you guys enjoy yourselves. Have fun. Special skill within the gymnastics movement in the back. Really effective use of the color guard uniform and costume. And also the development of how they get into this form is a strength for them as well. Very dynamic opening. You know, it's just, it was such a dynamic opening and such a great adherence to you know, the initiation of a phrase and the right in the middle of that form, so impactful. And then it was a sellout to bring these front performers out of the band just at an upside down right shoulder. Yes, there was a quality of command within what was happening within it, with inside, with the members, you know, the flag line still being inside that form. But it's just, you know, it was such a quality that it's just unfortunate it had to be broken up in half like that. But now obviously we have our weapons in play. Thank you, Rifles. You know, I'm just really intrigued and compelled by the design of the costume as to how it's being utilized not only for color but also for texture. But also how it's integrated into the choreography itself as to how all the pata shots up front and the double passes are happening with the rifle line up front, how you're getting that elevation of you know, the pant idea compared then to the skirt idea. And so it offers a sense of intrigue and a sense of intellect within the costuming itself as how it's being utilized. And obviously that's consistent within now the choreography of not, it was the rifles I noticed at first with, but now obviously it's evident and apparent within the sabers as well as the flags too. This hat prop obviously, you know, contributing to the identity of the hat that's on top of the color guard's head. So it's a good role play. Nice and solid weapons. Yes, and great form control from the flag line. Well done for you guys in the back. Challenge here too, with the development of training and the level of training is, you know, using this prop is to the buoyancy of what it feels to have it, you know, a different sense of weight compared to a traditional flag or silk. You know, the completion of the transition with the flags in the back with the sequential as they get down into the ground. You know, obviously being thorough and thoughtful within the thought process of how to transition off and create a new set, but also to not take away from what's happening up front within, you know, within the prop. That's you know, again here too, really nice smooth transition within how the flags get entered over here on the left-hand side of the field. Yes, and the dimensionality, the integration of how those form, you know, the two elements work within and out of each other. You know, I appreciate the commitment to the emotional value to the performance behind the color guard at that moment to finish, you know, the ballad out with is very, very soft, very mood enhancive. Flags, look at your body facings as you guys run to the back. I realize you have a lot of responsibility. You guys are pretty much, you know, flutter stepping or shuffle running or double time running, you know, and you have a lot of flourishes that are pulling behind you and going behind your back as you get back there. But you have to be careful of your body facings and are pulling a 45 degree pitch, because then it looks like you're not spinning together because you're not facing the same direction. So just be really careful of the amount of responsibility you have, that you're being detailed about it. Because I believe that through your level of training, you guys can actually handle that responsibility. So detail that yourselves. Make sure you guys are facing flat to the back as you have that flutter run through to the back of the field. Oh, I'm not sure why did the rifles get split up? I get that there's a big wedge of band, but at the same time, you know. This powerful, it's dynamic. It's got control. It's got form control, good for them. Yes, create this energy. Create the energy through the choreography. It's slowing down. Keep it motivated. Yeah, come on, you know, it's not just the hat prop coming forward and coming through. You've got, you know, 40 kids out there, 35 kids out there with this dynamic uniform and this, you know, and this really beautiful teal flag, and then it becomes two flags, and you have to keep that energy up. It has to create that intensity. They're right there for it, and they're staged for it, and they're good enough to handle it. And it just that whole thing just needs to drive the motivation to the end, and it just slows down. I just wish for that, and I wish that you guys, you know, become successful. If you guys try to intensify it and do intensify it, that it does become the right choice, or it is the right choice. But that's up to you guys to make. So, you know, I think it's a well put together program. It's a well thought out program. It has a very, very, very compatible connection, you know, compatibility of choreography to training and training to choreography, and it has a nice sophistication as to how the complexity of movement to equipment and form, body, and equipment work with each other. And, you know, the kids obviously understand their role and they understand what they're about when it comes to projection and communication. So I really enjoyed the run tonight, and I wish you guys the best.